When we look at nature, there is an established order, pecking or otherwise. Today, Jean Andrews shares how not all families have white picket fences. This is A Walk in the Park.
Not unexpectedly, my father passed away recently. The funeral was a couple of weeks later. There is something to be said for the rituals and rites of formal funerals. It gives us something to count on when our feelings are all over the map. I was relieved to have a couple of weeks to ready myself for the funeral. Most of the details were set up ahead of time, so I just had to lock in where I needed to be when. It was a good thing, because for many days and nights, my life flashed before my eyes like little movies up on a screen. When it came to grieving, I have felt nothing. Perhaps I will at some point, but I tend to lean toward knowing that I had mourned the loss of my father a long time ago. As I looked around the church, I saw how he was adored by the community, with whom he had many special relationships. I remember believing a long time ago that if I just try hard enough, perhaps he would feel that way about me. That was never to happen, all the way to the end. Over the years, with outside help, I resolved lingering feelings and found a peaceful place where I could establish a life of my own. I surrendered thoughts that I could change what people think, say, or do, especially with family members who should be close with me. And surrender I did. Coming to acceptance of things I couldn't change was not easy. It took a long time of mourning what I couldn't have. Greeting people at the funeral who had a special relationship with my father was thankfully not a bitter experience, more bittersweet. I had come to accept that even in his old age, my father would likely never change his mind about me. Mourning the loss of my father has come in the form of mourning the dad I had hoped he could have been. I am so grateful that, over the years, I came to accept the things I couldn't change and to not feel like I had to fix anything before it was too late. I am also grateful that the funeral was the celebration that it was and that I could appreciate what he gave to so many people.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jean Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.